Okay, so we're going to wrap up now with the work in progress paper, so agenda paper 14.
Yeah, so agenda paper 14, as usual, just let you know about any topics that we're not discussing at this meeting, but then that you can expect to see at a future meeting. Two topics mentioned there. One is our work on IS21 and lack of exchangeability, that you will be seeing again soon, and we'd expect that you would see that at the June meeting, where we'll bring back some follow-up from input that we got from you in November. The second is a new submission that we've received linked to hedging, which is described in the paper. So that's something, again, that you that we will be bringing to you for discussion at a future meeting. I don't know if there's any particular questions. There was just one other sort of general comment that I wanted to relay to you as committee members, but also importantly relay... Sorry, Carol, did you have a question? Oh, sorry. just relay also to the public in terms of those people listening, which is comment letters and comment letter deadlines, and what we end up analysing in papers versus what come in as late comment letters. So it's only to emphasise that, first of all, to say I think this meeting has illustrated and demonstrated that our work is being... people are getting involved in our work more actively than they did in the past, which is a real positive, and I think we encourage that to continue. But what that means for us, and obviously in our work, you all and we all have been working hard to hopefully try and ensure our process works as efficiently and effectively as it can. So both in the interest of just trying to ensure that efficiency, and also I think most importantly to be fair and very clear to everybody who spends time then getting involved in our work and engaging with us, from this point forward, I just wanted to make it clear that our staff papers will include analysis only of comment letters that we receive by the comment letter deadline. That going forward, we will not be able to include analysis in staff papers for any comment letters received after the deadline. If we receive comment letters after the deadline but before the meeting, then what we'll do, what we've typically done in the past, we'll make those available to you as committee members and we'll include them on the website, but we would not be able to facilitate actually analysing those in the papers. So that's something that I just wanted to mention here, and we'll make sure we include that clearly on the website as well, on the open for comment pages, etc.
I think that's fair, because we've been very demanding on the staff in terms of their turnaround times. So.
And will that go in the update as well?
I think that probably is right. I think it's absolutely, because there is a section in update that where we talk about, you know, where we have the deadline, and so we'll put it in update. We'll also put it in the open for comment pages.
Martin?
With regard to the comment letters, is there a specific process which needs to be followed to get the confirmation that the comment letter was received or so? Because it might also be that for whatever reasons within the network it gets lost or hackers have been involved. No, I mean, just generally, because this could happen, that someone believes that he has sent out a comment letter, but it was not received.
Yeah, so it's a very rare circumstance. It has happened, you know, once or twice. It's a rare circumstance that happens. If there is a circumstance where somebody clearly thought they had submitted a letter well before the deadline and we only become aware of it later, then we try to, you know, deal with that again. We make it available to you and we try to ensure that in that rare instance, for example, when we come and provide, you know, a tee up to you and mention that situation, we have given you some initial thoughts, sort of analysis, you might say, for that rare situation. You know, where possibly then it isn't a late comment letter, but something has happened, but we have a process to deal with that.
I'm aware of that happening once or twice, but in the hundreds, if not thousands, of comment letters we get, but yeah, it's worth plugging. All right. Yeah. So with that, We're going to draw the official meeting to a close for today. And we plan to reconvene still 9 a.m. tomorrow, even though we're running ahead of schedule.
I think so.
9:15.
You don't want to start a little later?
9:30. Does anybody feel strongly? Is it better for people to start at 9, or does anybody want slightly later? Looking at the Americans.
This does matter.
9:30 would be great.
9:30. 9:30 tomorrow morning then for the
9:30 start.
Okay, perfect.